Home rental sites like Airbnb and VRBO have become more and more popular in recent years. And for states and local governments across the country, that's meant some good news and some bad news. On the one hand, there's growing tax revenue to be found in home rentals. On the other hand, there have been big challenges trying to collect that revenue in the first place. Our next guest recently took a closer look at how this is playing out across Wisconsin. Jason Stein is the research director at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He's with us to talk about their latest report. It's called Rise in Home Rentals Creates a Taxing Dilemma. Jason, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Rob. Pleasure.
Before we get into the report, Jason, we'll put an asterisk on it. Well, obviously, travel is changing a lot. It's going to be much more limited. We'll have to be watching in the months to come to see how it affects some of the things you looked at, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, it's amazing to think how much the world has changed in just the 10 days or something like that since this research brief came out. But, you know, in the hopes that an expectation that we will eventually return to some kind of normalcy, we can talk about it.
And these, so we originally these VRBOs and things like that, they were in your big tourist cities, I think, and they spread more and more. How big a deal have they gotten to be in Wisconsin in recent years?
Oh, I mean, they're more and more significant all the time. We requested data from the Wisconsin Department of Revenue and found that sales tax collections from online marketplaces such as Airbnb for home lodging rose almost 47% in 2019 as both the market grew and state and local collection efforts ramped up. And we can sort of talk about some of the ways that that happened.
Yeah, this was a moving target. It seemed like at one point it was just, yeah, if you happen to think of it, property owners sent in some taxes. How has that evolved over the years?
Right. So this was at one time something that was supposed to be remitted by individuals or by the owners of the home or short-term lodging place. But over time, we've had changes. I mean, that started with a 2018 U.S. Supreme Court ruling. It was called South Dakota v. Wayfair, that prompted the state of Wisconsin to require out-of-state retailers to start collecting Wisconsin sales taxes. And, you know, sales taxes do apply to lodging sales, but then it was, you know, left somewhat unclear if local room taxes would also need to be collected and remitted. And that, you know, remained in limbo for some time. But then we, you know, recently got clarity on that. And now that is required for sites like Airbnb and others. And so that's one of the reasons why, you know, the expectation was for, you know, going into 2020 to see substantial increases in those collections. Now, obviously, with the current crisis that we're in, there's been a big hit to lodging sales of all types. So some of those things have been shifted, those expectations. But certainly in more of a long-term framework, you're going to see these collections from online marketplaces rise.
And Jason, you mentioned that there are state and some local taxes that apply. Can you talk about some of the different room tax type of arrangements that we have in different communities in Wisconsin?
Sure. So there's a state sales tax of 5%. There's county sales taxes in 68 of the 72 Wisconsin counties that are 0.5%. Then certain communities like Sister Bay, Eagle River, the Dells impose a local municipal sales tax that is up to 1.25%. And then there are a variety of room taxes that are imposed around the state and generally limited to up to 8%. So, you know, depending on the community where you're at, there could be several different types of taxes that would be applied to the lodging sale.
And as I understand from your report, Jason, there are limits in some cases at the state and local levels on what this tax money can then be used for. What kind of limitations are there?
Right. So, you know, one thing that's interesting is some people might think, oh, well, you know, if the state's trying to collect these sales taxes, it's just to spend more. You know, in fact, what came out of the Wayfair decision is there's a requirement in state law that the increase in sales taxes from online sales has got to be used to decrease income taxes. So first off, that's what happens with that. Now county sales taxes would still, those could still be boosted. At the local level, when you talk about room taxes, most of those are used for tourism promotion, doing things that would promote and draw overnight stays in the communities that impose those room taxes. There is some portion of it, and it does vary somewhat by locality, but there is a portion of the room taxes that can be used for discretionary needs for the spending that the local community identifies.
We're talking to Jason Stein, research director at the Wisconsin Policy Forum, about things like HomeAway, Airbnb, VRBO, these places where people rent homes or apartment units, and how they get taxed and regulated at the state and local levels. And Jason, behind all this is kind of a fundamental question that comes up a lot when we think of the so-called sharing economy with something like these rentals. Are they hotels subject to state and local hotel regulations? Are they different? This all raises big questions in how state government works, right?
Yes, I think so. And that was one reason why we looked at this. In the greater scheme of things, the taxes that are paid on these home rentals are not the largest issue in state or local government. But I think it's emblematic of broader changes that you see in our economy and the need for government over time to keep up. And there's a lot of competing priorities in those cases. You know, on the one hand, the local governments want to seek to collect taxes. They want to maintain consistency between, you know, some traditional provider, whether it's a hotel or a taxi cab business, and an upstart business, that whether that's someone renting out their home on Airbnb, or that whether that's someone logging into the Uber app and serving as a driver and doing that sort of thing for ride hailing apps. So again, you know, there's this balance that governments need to try to strike between having adequate regulation and adequate collecting of taxes, and also, you know, not coming down too strongly on a market that, you know, again, may be, you know, people that are just trying to, you know, rent their home for a few times each year and may only be willing to bear a certain amount of regulation.
Do we know if there's further state legislation on things like these home rentals in the works now or anticipated in the near future?
There is. On February 20th, the Assembly passed legislation that would require marketplaces to remit, these are the online lodging marketplaces, to remit room taxes to municipalities on a quarterly basis and report on certain things as part of that process. I believe that where that now stands is in the Senate, awaiting action there. So there is, you know, again, further legislation. And like a lot of things in our state right now, it's somewhat in limbo.
Right. And Jason, briefly, have we had kind of a coordinated response to the rise of these new businesses, or are we kind of just ad hoc making it up as we go?
I mean, again, I think in the case of for lodging marketplaces, there really has been a fairly comprehensive framework that's been put into place. And I think one of the reasons why we wanted to write about it is because I think that's not necessarily the case when you think about some other types of internet commerce and internet providers that have arisen in recent years. And so I think, you know, there may be lessons that can be drawn from the case of lodging marketplaces and applied to, you know, other aspects of the economy and the sharing economy in particular as we go forward.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Rob.
We've been talking to Jason Stein, Research Director at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He was with us today to talk about their latest report on how online home rental sites are impacting tax revenue here in Wisconsin. You can find that report linked on our website, wpr.org/centraltime. While you're there, leave us a comment if you rent things out. If you rent out your own property, love to know how that works for you. That's at wpr.org/centraltime.